There really isn't a good explanation at all as to why Steve Keim still has a job with the Arizona Cardinals, other than loyalty with Michael Bidwell. Keim's been with the team since 1999. A lot has happened. Some of it has been good, but not the last 4 years. 21 wins, 37 losses, one tie, more questions than answers. Blown draft picks, blown coaching names that have come and gone, like Mike McCoy, like Vance Joseph, like Steve Wilks. Whether it's the head coach or key positions, Keim has failed and failed miserably. I personally like Steve, but Steve needs to go. There comes a time in sports, I've seen it through the years, where there's this comfort level where it's, well, he's such a good person and he's had great memories. And remember, we put this together and put that in. Before you know it, you're all caught up in the buddy-buddy network rather than the end result, which is only about winning games. You know, I want to see a team that performs well off the field. So obviously what happened with Steve in the summer of 18, the transgressions there with his own personal failings, he's come back from it, as far as I know. And you look at that and say, okay, off the field he had his issue, try to get it straightened out. On the field they've had their issues. They're not getting it straightened out. So where are we at here exactly? We're heading nowhere fast, and don't give me that it takes time. Look at what John Lynch has done up in San Francisco. All he's done is use first-round pick after first-round pick to bolster his defensive front. The 49ers now have a very good defense, and they look like garbage just a couple of years ago. He went out and found his quarterback in Jimmy Garoppolo. Keim had to spend the number one overall pick on Kyler Murray. You can't screw up that pick. They didn't screw up that pick from the way that it looks right now. But everything else around him, was Cliff Kingsbury a home run hire? I don't know. I mean, the way the team regressed on Sunday, that's got to open up some people's eyes and say, yeah, that's just not what we were expecting. You look at the defensive head coaches in the NFL. 6 of the 12 teams that are currently in the playoff space have defensive coaches on that side of the football. A guy like Ron Rivera comes free yesterday, gets fired at Carolina. Hello, pick up the phone and call, although I think Rivera will pass on any coordinator spot. Instead, he'll land with the Cowboys or he'll land with the Chicago Bears. In terms of a replacement for Keim, it's pretty simple from my view. He's going to be in the building this Sunday. Kevin Colbert is the general manager of the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's been with the Steelers since 2000. The Steelers preach about longevity. That's what they're about. Loyalty, longevity, and productivity. Things that the Cardinals haven't been through the years. The consistent factor. That's what the Steeler brand is all about. Guess what? Kevin Colbert and the Steelers did not agree on an extension. He's going to be a free agent. He may retire, but he's going to be out there this coming offseason. This is an organization that's won the AFC 3 times. This is an organization, while he's been there, that's had 2 Super Bowl championships. This is an organization that is 7-5 this year without Ben Roethlisberger. This is an organization that doesn't go into the tank like the Cardinals do for extended stretches of time. So it's not that hard to go out and find the right fit at GM if you're willing to overturn rocks. And Michael hasn't done that. He is stuck with Steve Keim, and there's times where I've defended him on it. And there's other times where it's very obvious, like now, that this is the definition of insanity, is doing the same thing over and over and over. And loyalty will get you into a ditch that you can't get out of. I've seen it happen too many times in sports through the years, and that's why moving on from Steve, this is like a no-brainer. Most of you, if not all of you, have seen this act, so why are we sitting here exactly, other than Michael just wants to do what Michael wants to do, rather than what's in the best interest of the organization? Over on the college football front, all the bashing and gnashing of teeth around the Pac-12 suddenly has subsided because Utah is sitting there today at number 5 in the college football playoff. And the biggest question for fans, and it's actually going to be kind of fun this weekend, if Friday night Utah beats Oregon and on Saturday Oklahoma beats Baylor, which is the more impressive victory? Which carries more weight? Could Oklahoma jump over Utah if the loser of LSU Georgia drops out of the college football playoff? But the Pac-12 is sitting right there in the middle of all of this. It'll be interesting. It'll actually make watching the Pac-12 title game worthwhile on Friday night, something I haven't been able to say in many, many, many years. Hey, have yourself a great Wednesday.